Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today comes from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Grace and peace from God, our Heavenly Father. As we continue our study of spiritual disciplines and how they discipline us spiritually to turn us toward God, we come to the spiritual discipline of prayer. This is probably the one in which we engage the most regularly. However, how often do we really sit down and think about what we are doing when we pray? I remember so many hasty prayers that I have prayed, some of which God actually answered, some of which were not answered the way that I hoped. How often do kids pray for ridiculous things? I remember growing up when I would pray for a snow day so I wouldn't have to do my homework. It never happened. Whenever I didn't do my homework because I thought it would snow, it didn't. Whenever I did my homework, it snowed. So, as we are talking about prayer today, we are going to go through the five W's to talk about prayer. First up is why. Why do we pray? After all, God already knows what we're going to ask for, so why pray? The answer is actually really simple. We pray for the same reason that we talk to our parents or talk to our kids or spouse or friends. We talk to them because we care about them and we want to strengthen that relationship that we have with them. If it's your birthday, you want your parents to, if it's your birthday, you want your parents or your kids to wish you a happy birthday. When you're feeling down, you need a friend to listen to you and offer sympathy. When you're excited and celebrating, you want to share that joy with someone close to you. And the same holds true in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We pray to strengthen the relationship that we have with him. And that brings us to the next question. Who? To whom do we pray? And the answer is pretty simple. We pray to God, our Heavenly Father. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, "If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" We pray to God because he is our Heavenly Father. But of course, a lot of people say they pray to God, but God doesn't actually hear their prayers. It's kind of like sending a letter to your best friend without actually putting the right address on the envelope. And so if you pray to God in the wrong way, that is praying to God without praying to the right God, then that prayer is not heard. And so we don't just pray to God in the abstract, we pray in the name of Jesus. In John 14, Jesus promises, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Or again, he says, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. It's not for no reason that God hears our prayers. God hears our prayers for the sake of Jesus. praying in the name of Jesus. And so, in addition, Jesus also intercedes for us to his Father. This is part of his office as priest. As priest, he offers the perfect sacrifice himself, but he also stands as a priest before God and asks him to answer our prayers. Jesus intercedes at the Father's right hand on our behalf. That's to whom we pray, but what is it that we should pray for? And again, it's a fairly simple answer. What would you ask your parents for? You can pray for just about anything. Now, that's not to say that all of those prayers are right prayers. You can certainly pray for a new Mercedes, but God may not actually give it to you. You can still ask, though. You can pray to God to make you prosperous, but that doesn't mean that he will. Instead, he may allow you to struggle in order to reinforce your trust in him. You can pray for anything, but there are some specific things that God instructs us to pray for. In our reading today, he says that not to heap up vain words, but instead to pray simply, praying for things like daily bread, food and drink, clothing and shoes, necessities. And this also includes prayers for healing. Every Sunday and every day in our regular prayers, we pray for healing for those who are sick. And those are appropriate and good prayers that God hears. Sometimes God answers our prayers in great and powerful ways by granting healing when there was none. Other times, God gives strength to endure. We pray to thank God for what he gives. We pray to praise him for who he is. We pray to thank God for everything he has given us. And we pray because he loves us and creates us. And we also pray, as we talked about on Ash Wednesday, to confess our sins. As often as we confess, we pray to God for forgiveness, and he forgives. In Matthew 5, Jesus says to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Our prayers also include not just our friends, not just our family, but enemies as well. Praying that God would turn their hearts, praying that God would bless them, praying that God would bring us together. But if you don't know what to pray for, you don't have to worry. The Holy Spirit also prays for you, and he prays better than you ever can. In Romans 8, Paul promises, we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Holy Spirit prays for us, and he knows exactly what we need. We pray to God for everything, but then when should we pray? We pray in worship, and this is certainly a good time to be praying. In fact, sometime I'd encourage you to count up just how many times we actually pray during a worship service. It's somewhere around 10 times that we actually have prayers in the service. We can also pray with our family or by ourselves, whether it's morning or evening, praying at mealtimes before and after we eat. Doing devotions on a daily basis is also an excellent time to pray together. We pray whenever we are in need of God's help. Anytime you are in need, you can pray. And you can also pray, pray for those people around town while you are taking a walk. That is also a good time to be praying. And so then connected to the question of when is where. Where do we pray? And simply, we can pray anywhere. If you feel particularly close to God in nature while feeding cattle or hunting or plowing, you can pray right then and there while sitting in the cab of your tractor. In Matthew 14, Jesus gives us the example that he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when evening came, he was there alone. Jesus also prays out in nature by himself for his people. You can pray with or for someone at the post office who is having a difficult time. There are any number of places where you can pray. And that, of course, includes worship. We pray at church. Part of the reason God even calls us together as his people is so we can pray together. We receive encouragement from each other when we gather together in worship and we pray together. And, of course, we also pray at home because the responsibility of parents is to teach their children how to pray. And this includes modeling an active prayer life for them, whether through daily devotions, whether through morning and evening prayers. That is part of the parent's responsibility. But then there's still one question left to ask: how do we pray? If you ever find yourself wondering just how you should pray, don't worry. You're not the first ones to ever struggle with that. The disciples themselves questioned how to pray as well. They went to Jesus and asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus responded with a simple prayer, one that is easy to learn and remember, and short enough to say anytime, anywhere. It's one that starts with, "Our Father, who art in heaven." And in fact, let's pray that together to close out the sermon. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.